This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN Secretary General is closely following recent developments across Nigeria in the wake of reports that protesters had been shot dead and wounded, calling for an end to reported police brutality and abuses. Antonio Guterres said in a statement issued by his spokesperson on Wednesday that he condemned the violent escalation that took place allegedly involving army personnel and police in Lagos, which resulted in multiple deaths and caused many injuries. According to witnesses, Nigerian security forces opened fire on Tuesday night in Africa's largest city as protests continued over a now disbanded and discredited police unit known as the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS. The government has pledged to carry out further police reforms and improve police accountability. Mr. Guterres urged security forces to act at all times with maximum restraint, while calling on protesters to demonstrate peacefully and to refrain from violence. With the COVID-19 pandemic sparking a communications emergency caused by the false information spread via social media, the UN Secretary General is encouraging people everywhere to take a breath before sharing content online. Antonio Guterres on Wednesday launched the Pledge to Pause campaign as part of wider efforts to create what the UN hopes will be a new social media norm to help beat real fake news. The campaign's based on research which indicates that taking a brief pause before sharing information can significantly lessen the urge to share falsehoods. Here's the UN chief.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, the wrong information can be deadly. Take the pledge to pause and help stop the spread of misinformation.
And finally, rising inequality, biodiversity loss, the growing impact of climate change and unrelenting pressure on natural resources could lead to irreversible environmental damage in the Mediterranean Sea, according to a new report from the UN Environment Programme, UNEP. Published on Wednesday, the State of the Environment and Development in the Mediterranean finds that unless urgent and resolute actions taken, environmental degradation could have serious and lasting consequences for human health and livelihoods in the region. Last published in 2009, the report from UNEP's Plan Bleu attributes 15% of deaths in the Mediterranean to preventable environmental factors, while in 2016, more than 228,000 people died prematurely from exposure to air pollution. Matt Wells, UN News.